This is Wild About Utah.
Throughout history, cities and towns have often been established along the banks of rivers because these waterways provide a source of drinking water, power, and transport links to other communities. The city of Logan, Utah is no exception. In fact, it was just over a century and a half ago, in the spring of 1859, when the first white settlers chose to camp on the banks of the Little Logan River in what is now named Merlin Olsen Central Park. Right away, they began building mills and farming the fertile island between the rivers. Our natural and cultural heritage are linked to water, so it's an exciting opportunity to be inspired by the PBS Kids Utah Writers and Illustrator Contest theme of Our Water, Our Future. Children in kindergarten through sixth grade are invited to participate, and stories are accepted in English and Spanish, can be fiction or nonfiction, maybe about your very own neighborhood or faraway lands. Anyone can take a look at the PBS Utah activity sheets and printable resources online. Do you have a favorite neighborhood park where you go wading and tubing? Did you know that the Little Logan River flows through half a dozen beloved parks, including River Hollow Park, which was established at the source, where the Little Logan River branches north from the Logan River? The Little Logan meanders through town, where it used to power multiple mills, including Central Mills, established in 1867, and considered to be the oldest continuously run business in the state. The river is an anabranch of the Logan River, a diverging branch of the river, which re-enters the main stream at the west edge of town. And fun fact, in Australian public works departments, an anabranch is called a billabong. Speaking of water, if you put a shallow bowl of clean water out for birds, you might see them flock to your little oasis for a drink and a careful Tai Chi-like bathing ritual. And with a heated bath in winter, you might witness a fascinating meeting of a variety of species gathering around the warm watering hole, perhaps sharing a quiet appreciation for the nutritious seeds in the nearby dried sunflowers, black-eyed Susans, and Indian rice grass. Hearing the birds brings to mind the insightful observations by Terry Tempest Williams that once upon a time, when women were birds, there was a simple understanding that to sing at dawn and to sing at dusk was to heal the world through joy. The birds still remember what we have forgotten, that the world is meant to be celebrated. Now is the time to celebrate the biodiversity supported by our rivers and lakes, and each and every life-sustaining drop of water in our watersheds. I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am wild about Utah.